Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is it's a Monday on a Tuesday. I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. I did. I ran around all weekend. And as I promised you on Friday, that you're going to, and I hope you don't get bored with this because I'm pretty excited about it, we're bringing on board some Made in America products and companies. And today we're going to start that. And so I had some things I shared with you on Friday, and if you want them, it's probably going to be Friday before I can finish the one article that I was reading to you. But hang in there, and we will get to it. But today we're going to talk to a gentleman, and we're having a little phone issue here, so just hang tight with us, that is with a manufacturing company out of New York, and they have Made in America product. And the product's name, or the company name, is Liberty Tabletop. And I'm very excited to bring them to you. Now, what I'm planning on doing is I'm bringing on board these companies, and we're going to help them brand their company. And I think Liberty Tabletop's already been working on that. But a few years ago, if you'll remember, I had Roger Simmermaker on with his book that was My Company Tisothy. So with My Company Tisothy, with inside that book was all kinds of different companies and Made in America products with their Made in America products. And we have several of them lined up that we're going to be bringing on board here. So this particular company, Liberty Tabletop, makes flatware, and it is completely and totally made here in the USA. There's one thing that you and I can do to help this nation's economy, and that's support these companies. If you support these companies, then you're going to see, you're going to help the economy, because it's a win-win situation. If you buy Made in America products, then the money stays here in this nation. They hire here in this nation. And it's a win-win situation because the money stays in this country. It doesn't go abroad unless they buy something else with their money from abroad. So I'm very proud of these companies, and it hasn't been easy for any of them to do this. So I have Greg Owens, who is going to be with me here in just a little bit. Like I said, we have Greg. Okay, we have Greg coming in here in just a few seconds here. I want to introduce him, but Greg is going to be the guest today, and he's not going to be a stranger. We're going to be hearing from him quite a bit as we talk about their product and what they're doing, and we're getting into a holiday season as well, which I think is just going to be timely with these companies coming in here because it's going to help them a great deal. But what I want them to do is tell the story of their company, tell the story about their products, how they came to be, and, you know, some of the struggles of staying made in America because it isn't easy. In fact, I teared up a little bit in that series. I did when I went through Roger Simmermaker's book one more time to realize some of those companies did not withstand the storm. But that is not the case with Liberty Tabletop and Cheryl Manufacturing. But we're going to have the co-founder here with us today, and he is Greg Owens. And he has led Cheryl Manufacturing Incorporated through the ups and the downs of the turbulent economy since the 2000s, since early 2000, driving what is now a successful and rapidly growing company, as well as a brand that holds the position of being the only flatware made in the USA. Now, I recorded a commercial for him last week, Not only is the flatware made here, the steel that they use for the flatware is made here in the USA. And I'm going to cut to the chase. He's got all kinds of things here that he has done, and we're going to talk about that. But I want to bring Greg on right now. Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just great and wonderful. It's a Tuesday on a Monday or a Monday on a Tuesday, and that's always a little bit scary.
Yes, it is. It was an interesting start to the day this morning, but yeah. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, we're just so excited. I am. I'm so excited to have you on. I'll tell you what I've been telling everybody about Liberty Tabletop since I found that your website and been, I hope you've already got some sales from my talking it up, because we really have been doing that. And I was telling my son this weekend, I've got five of them, and I visited the youngest one this weekend, and they're in the market. And I said, good, that just happens to to be convenient here. So I want to hear more about how you got started and all about Liberty Tabletop and Sherrill Manufacturing. So let's just get to it.
Yeah, well, I always like to start out by saying that this business has an interesting history. In fact, the office that I'm sitting in was built when Abraham Lincoln was president. That's how far back this dates.
Wow.
So it all started out with this communal experiment. It was actually a religious community called the United Community that lasted from 1845 till 1880. It was the longest running type experiment. This was a very interesting time, of course, spanned the Civil War. And they started out in this communal setting. They were very industrious. They started out making canned goods. They moved into traps, everything from mice traps. The Victor mouse trap was invented here in Sherrill. The huge bear and elephant traps they would sell all over the world. But as time moved forward, they had the vision that, you know, trapping was not going to be the wave of the future. So they had a silversmith in their midst, and they decided that they would go into the flatware making business. It became successful, and they dumped the traps and the canning and went all in on the flatware. Built over the course of 100 years, one of the most recognized brands in the world in terms of flatware, which was Oneida Limited. It survived the collapse of the communal experiment. The members became shareholders in Oneida Limited. And they built this thing up to where it was the largest flatware manufacturing facility in the world. I think the apex was in the late 90s, where there were 2,300 people working here. Highly automated. They first started battling with, if you're as old as I am, you can remember when the Japanese sort of started their mercantilistic exporting very aggressively. Started cutting into their market share, so they automated to combat some of that cheap labor. Korea followed suit, South Korea, and then now, of course, China, Vietnam, and Indonesia. And both Matt, the co-founder, and I worked for the company for quite a few years. He was on the manufacturing side. I was actually down in Mexico running the plant. And they decided to shut down all their manufacturing because what they found was they could buy finished product landed in Oneida cheaper than they could buy the steel here in the United States. And what this came back to was basically a very aggressive take over the manufacturing world posture by China, and we're going to subsidize our steel to give our folks an advantage over everybody else. And when you can buy the finished product cheaper than you can buy the raw material, I don't care if you have a manufacturing cost of zero, you're not competitive.
That's
so
true. We hear music.
I'm hearing music.
You are hearing music.
Commercial.
We're going to come back. So hold that thought. We're going to come back.
Will.
I'm not going to open the phone lines up just yet because I want Greg to really have an opportunity to share this story because it is astronomical. And you're going to even hear some... You're going to hear some phrases that you've heard before, you know, like country of origin labeling. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Liberty Tabletop Greg Owens, a new sponsor of today's show. And we will be right back. Made in America is more than a slogan. It's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and BethAnn help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and BethAnn are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. Sherrill Manufacturing is what they do. And you know, Greg, you're going to find that this is, when you're on with me, this will be the fastest few minutes or the fastest hour of the day. It just goes zippity fast. So I want to get back to what you were talking about with Oneida and starting up a new manufacturing, how you came about with that.
Well, yeah, we left off at a good juncture because that's pretty much where the Oneida story ended for us here in the community and where Sherrill Manufacturing began, at least on the manufacturing side of it. And when they decided to close it down, Matt and I knew that, hey, this is the world's most automated flatware factory. It has huge production capacity. The world has changed. The pendulum may switch back someday. And you know, the old adage, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So we jumped in and bought it. And glad we did. We struggled for a couple of years. We had a supply agreement with Oneida. They went through a bankruptcy. We were kind of a captive manufacturer, couldn't have our own brand, but somehow managed to survive the Great Recession and came out the other side with a brand new business model. And it's kind of part of the fascinating story of being creative and reinventing ourselves. Here we are, the world's most expensive flatware manufacturing company from a cost standpoint. So how are you going to compete with what seemed like ever lower costs coming out of China? And the answer to that was there's about an 80 or 90% markup in the traditional retail scenario. And as a manufacturing plant trying to compete with Indonesia or China or Vietnam, we were being benchmarked by the brands and the retail stores against the cost, you know, X Works China. Well, we always looked at that price that you would pay when you were at the store at Macy's and dreamed about being able to sell for that amount. And all of a sudden, e-commerce is the up-and-coming thing. So we circumvented all of the middleman markup. I go out to the store twice a year and benchmark against all the major brands, looking at product that's a similar quality level to what we have. We can give you a competitive product at a competitive price, even though our cost is much higher, by selling direct. And that's what we do.
Isn't that amazing? How that just all worked together. All of a sudden, there's e-commerce.
it does. And, you know, this is something that wouldn't have been possible even 10 or 15 years ago. But now people are more comfortable buying direct over the Internet. We have this wonderful samples program where, you know, it's something you kind of want to hold in your hand and feel before you buy it. So for $8, we'll ship out three forks, and you can gauge between the different styles and feels and pick out the one that you like. A lot of people take advantage of that.
Well, that's amazing. I didn't know you did that. I didn't see that on the website. And it's that is amazing because it does matter how it feels in your hand. I know even with the when I've picked out stuff in the past, you know, it's got to feel one way in my hand. It's he wants something else in his hand, you know, so it's got we got to compromise. Yeah, compromise
it comes together. We sort of borrowed a page from the Zappos shoe model that too, and we have a 30-day no questions asked return policy. Just send it back to us, and we'll refund your money. And I think that gives people a lot more confidence as well to buy something sight unseen.
You want to take care of your customers. Because,
yeah,
you know, we
yeah.
don't see a lot of that anymore, you know, with this fast-paced world we're in. And it's something, I know it seems like a minor issue, but I have issue when I go to the store and I buy something and they can't even look at me and hand me the bag. They just scoot it on down and you go pick it up, or sometimes you even, you know, have to sack it yourself. And, you know, they don't even look at me and say thank you. And that bothers me.
Well, our company is sort of, it is a family-run business, and when you call up our 800 number, you're going to get a gal by the name of Kim. She's been doing it for quite a while. She loves what she does, and you get that personal treatment when you call us up.
And that, I have talked to her because I did call that 800 number, and so I do know she is very friendly and very helpful. She was very sweet, very helpful. And that 800 number, I was going to give that, is 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. And you can visit the website by just going to libertytabletop.com. Libertytabletop.com. You know, tableware is something everyone needs, everyone has. And I had a very large family, and we went, I don't know how we lose forks and knives and spoons, but, you know, we're still digging them up out of the backyard where there was once upon a time a sandbox. so they would, you know, the boys would take stuff, and I guess they didn't have a shovel, so they took mom's spoons. But so we're still finding things back there. But everybody needs them, and they're precious. And it's I'm picky about what I put on my table. And I'm one of those old schools where my mother taught me how to set the table correctly. There's a certain way to set the table, and that was my job as the youngest daughter in the family. I had to set the table before the meal, and you know, people don't pay much attention to that most of the time anymore these days, but I do. It has to, even if there's just two of us, it has to be done just right. So it's something that I kind of hold dear to. So let's continue your story here.
Right, so we started out, and of course you have this new brand called Liberty Tabletop. Nobody knew who it was. The website would sit there, and I think the only people who visited was Matt and I and our moms, you know. So I discovered this thing called Google AdWords, and we started advertising. We bought the word, you know, flatware made in America, because we knew there were people out there that were looking for products made in America. It's just that they didn't know we existed.
Mm-hmm.
So I put down $20 on Google AdWords, and for a dollar a piece, we got 20 clicks and we got 3 orders. And now we spend well over $10,000 on marketing. We've expanded. Facebook has been a really wonderful tool for us. And we've gone beyond just the flatware. We've teamed up with some affiliate marketing groups, 360 Cookware out of Wisconsin. We have HF Coors dinnerware. We have Clinton Pottery dinnerware. Cutting boards from Catskill and different items. And the end game behind all of this is a one-stop shop for everything that you need for your kitchen, table, and patio, all made in the USA.
And I found this out whenever I was making my calls out of Roger Simmermaker's book. I've been talking to Peterborough Baskets.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's going to be on here in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to talk about Peterborough Baskets. She says, and I was telling her about my pill, and I was telling her about you and some of the others that I had contacted. She says, well, we're already partnered up with Liberty Tabletop.
Yep.
So she knew that very well, and I'm looking on there again this morning, and there it is. You've got a basket. So I've got the basket sitting there. And, you know, those are wonderful baskets. We're not going to get off on the baskets today. We'll do that another day. But, again, a family-owned company that's been around for a long time, and they know what they're doing, and it's just beautiful stuff, and they last just like your flatware. It's going to last because it's high quality. So going back to go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was one of the things that we had noticed, being frustrated working for the old company. Of course, you're trying to cut every dime and penny and half a penny out of the process to be competitive, and it's sort of what they call in the business a race to the bottom. You know, who can make the cheapest thing that'll work. And when we started Liberty Tabletop, we'd all been frustrated by that. You know, going out and buying a toaster and it only lasts for a year, and you have to throw it away and buy a new one.
Right.
So we have actually driven some cost and some quality back into our manufacturing process. And because of our business model, we can sort of get away with that. It's amazing, the difference that it's made in the finishing in particular. And the customers notice it. And everything that we have on our website, we're trying to keep it like the Peterborough baskets and the Catskill cutting boards and the cookware and the dinnerware at that high quality level, so that when somebody buys Made in America, I think they expect a little bit more, and we want to make sure we give them that.
Well, you know, setting the table is important. Like I said, it's important to me, and maybe not everybody feels that way. But it has to have a certain look. And in the commercial, I know I mentioned when I was writing that, you know, the pattern you pick out, it says something about you and your family. It's a statement, you know, just like the dishes, you know, whether you want them to match the kitchen or not match the kitchen, or you got grandmas that have been passed down. It says something about you, and that is the American way. We're heading into another break. I'm going to open up the phone lines in case you want to talk to Greg and have any questions about the flatware. I also noticed you have a bridal registry, which I was pretty excited to find out today. The number to call here is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Greg and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural individual families a voice. Visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. They manufacture made in the USA flatware and other things. They make other things there, too. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have William from Delaware. William, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Having had a nice Labor Day weekend and very enjoyable. Hot, but it was enjoyable.
It was. Thank you.
Hey, and yes, hello, Mr. Owens. Wonderful company. I'm looking at your website right now. And what
thank
caught
you.
My eye is I have a friend who is the owner of three of these diners. As you know, here in the Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York corridor, we have a many, many 24/7 diner eating establishments along the highway. I'm certainly going to forward your food service and institutional customers' offerings to him, and maybe he'll use some of your flatware. But the main reason I'm calling is I have eaten at other diners, and I've noticed that if you turn the flatware over, you see the word China stamped on it. And my concern is some of this flatware at some locations I've eaten, you look at it, it's dull, it's mottled, and in some cases it's pitted. Now, I know you guys use high quality 1810 stainless. What about, I'll take my answer off the air, what about flatware made in China leaching toxic metals into the food? How do we know this overseas stuff is is any good. Personally, I'm scared by it, and I'll take your answer over the air.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, William. Greg?
Yes. When I first started the website, I was doing all the customer service calls myself, and that was the most frequent question that I got is, where does the metal come from? Because people were mortified, in some cases with justifiably, about what was in this stuff. And I know exactly what you're talking about. That has a lot to do with the fact that it's not finished. It's not buffed. They finish it in a tumble media, which sort of brightens it up and rounds the corners off, but it leaves a bunch of pitting. The metal that we use, the 1810, is a nickel-bearing grade of stainless steel. Nickel and chrome is what makes it stainless steel. It's the highest quality used in the industry, and pretty much all stainless used to be made that way. Back in the, I would say, 80s, when people were looking to cut costs, there's another grade called 18-0 stainless. The industry has pretty much shifted towards that. Even some of the really high-end, heavier pieces are made out of 18-0 because it's half the cost of the 1810. In some cases, to your point, we have seen, and I know for a fact, as being part of the old company, people using even lower grades of stainless steel. 13 chrome is what they call it. It's what they make your muffler stock out of. They call it muffler stock. Then there is the issue of, you know, there are world-class steel mills all over the world, and stainless steel is made out of scrap metal, mainly industrial offshoots, but it could be anything. And you know, who the heck knows what they're throwing in the pot, and
wow,
what might come out the other end if they're not if they're not monitoring it correctly. And not to labor the point, but here in the United States and in other countries where things are handled in a responsible way, our scrap leaves the facility and is recycled. It goes to a scrapyard. One of the first things they do is send it through a Geiger counter. And then it's meticulously separated, and then it goes to the steel mill, and they run it through a Geiger counter, and they meticulously separate it. And they use different ways of scanning the chemical analysis of the pot of steel that they've mixed up, the heat lot, to make sure that everything that's in there is in there in the correct quantities within the range of whatever the grade calls for. But they also do extensive testing to make sure that things that are not supposed to be in there are not in there, like lead and other things that you wouldn't want in the steel. I can't say with certainty that that's actually the case on some of the imported steel, and that was why we made a decision very early on to just say, okay, we're going to take this issue off the table. All of our steel has to be melted and manufactured in the United States, and everybody seems to be very comfortable with that.
I think so, and I think, you know, you know, we talk politics. Excuse me, got a little frog. We talk politics on here quite a bit, so it's kind of refreshing, but it always goes back to policies. You know, some of the things that you have mentioned, and when we get to all the talking points here, I hope we make through most of them anyway. Some of the things you mentioned there have been the things you have to take into consideration there with Liberty Tabletop. And there are things we have talked about before, and the very last one you mentioned was country of origin labeling. And we have talked to, in the industry of the cattle industry, we have talked about that quite a bit. And so I wanted to get your take on that with your industry.
Well, it's really a right-to-know issue.
Absolutely.
I'm involved with an organization called Coalition for a Prosperous America, CPA. You're probably familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's headed up by Michael Stumo, and we formed a Buy America subcommittee. And one of the main issues that we're focused on right out of the blocks is this country of origin labeling issue. You may or may not be aware of this, but Amazon, on their platform, used to require that you put the country of origin on there. And there are, I believe, four different laws on the books saying that all retail products or products in catalogs must clearly display country of origin. So if you walk into the store and you buy a box of flatware, it by law, it has to say where it's made. Amazon got in trouble. Some people complained because the people listing on their site were falsifying that and making fake made in USA claims, which Robert Simmermaker would tell you is a big issue. He's on our committee, by the way.
Yes, uh-huh.
And so what happened was, instead of policing it, they decided to remove it as a requirement, which is very unfortunate and going in the wrong direction. And we have an executive order in the White House that under review, and we also have a bill that we're waiting to see who wants to sponsor, written to strengthen those and to make sure that e-commerce is included as the new catalog business, and that when a consumer is going to make a decision as to what they're going to buy, we firmly believe that they have a right to know where it comes from.
Absolutely, and you know that's been a problem here with we call it cool, and we've had I don't know if you know Bill Bullard from RCAF USA. We've had him on, and of course, you know, the Congress passed it and then they repealed it.
Right, I know Bill really well. We actually went on to the same meeting with the U.S. Trade Representative in the White House down in D.C. And the issue of not being able to know where your meat comes from, and the fact that they can just basically put it in a new label and stamp it "Made in USA" is just unbelievable. And we need to make people aware of that. I think people from all walks of political life would be outraged if they knew the truth.
Well, we're all consumers.
Yes.
So we have the right to know where the product is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Just like William was talking about with the Chinese flatware, and you don't know what's in it. And here it's, you know, it lacks luster, and it's pitted, and, you know, you get these little rusty spots on them. You know, they just look nasty. Well, you don't want that sitting on your table with your family, with your kids, you know. And it's the same thing with the meat. You know, when they mix the meat, particularly hamburger, you don't have the right to know where all that beef came from, according to Congress. And
well,
I said,
not only,
go ahead.
Yeah, not only that, excuse me for interrupting, but what I found most shocking was it's gone beyond just removing it completely. They can actually bring the beef in, and Bill and I were talking about this last week on our conference call. Simply put it in a different package and relabel it "Made in the USA," and it's all being driven by apparently the meat packers. For sure.
Oh yeah, so, oh yeah, that's a whole nother show.
It's just amazing.
It is. We're headed into another break. I'm going to give the phone number again if you've got a question for Greg Owens. It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Liberty Tabletop, CSE Talk Radio. And Greg Owens will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 2021 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Are you local to the Colorado Springs area and interested in exploring political philosophy through moving, real-life stories? Join us Saturday, September 22nd at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs for inspiring personal accounts of those that have fought for individual liberty under the most extreme circumstances. This lecture series, Heroes of Courage and Liberty, will feature incredible speakers like Michael Lella, whose father's life inspired the Amazon number one best-selling book, Beneath a Scarlet Sky. Also speaking will be Dr. Don Viet Hote, a political prisoner in Vietnam for over 16 years. We'll hear from Dr. Isaac Chung, one of 11 children from a Chinese-Vietnamese refugee family and author of Where the Wind Leads. This program is sponsored by the Foundation for Economic Education. Please visit fee.org/UCCS for more details.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop, their new sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. Greg, when I was going through our little talking points here, I was reading the business used to be much bigger than when flatware was written into the Berry Amendment. And I had to look that up and see what that was. Could you explain that to me?
Well, yeah. After World War II, the government basically realized that if you need to mobilize to make things needed for the war effort, you had to have manufacturing, and you had to have a pretty wide swath, and most importantly, the scale to be able to scale up and provide those things. So they came up with something called the Berry Amendment, which was later followed up on as the Buy American Act. To have the military make sure that they could source everything that they needed, from guns and airplanes and bullets and bombs to flatware, which was actually written in there, so that in times of war, you would have the military-industrial complex to support it. That has fallen by the wayside in the last 20 or so years as globalism has sort of stepped in, probably in the wake of the, you probably remember the $500 toilet seats and trying to get
yeah.
under control. But it has really, in the last 6 to 8 months, pivoted. I think that the military and the government and the procurement agencies are taking a hard look at, you know, holy cow, we couldn't make the things necessary to run our military because we've outsourced everything to China. So I believe the president just issued an executive order directing all branches of the military to do a soup-to-nuts review of where their procurement channels are coming, and they're going to come back with recommendations to tighten up the supply chain. Flatware was written into that. When Oneida announced that they were closing down, it was taken out of there. Our representative, Claudia Tenney, here in New York, has been very boisterous, as has been Chuck Schumer, about getting us added back into the Berry Amendment. Unfortunately, Mac Thornberry and sort of the globalist type mindset shot that down for the second year in a row. But we think it's really important. I mean, in the words of Mac, you know, what do knives, forks, and spoons, in the case of Homer Laughlin, dinnerware, have to do with national security? What sort of goes beyond the products? This factory, if you walk in our front door and look to the left, there's a display case. And in during World War One and World War Two, they stopped making knives, forks, and spoons. And there's hand grenades and bayonets and all sorts of wartime products that were made and delivered to the military during those times of need. And if you don't have any installed capacity in manufacturing in the country and something happens or China decides to cut you off, where are you going with that? Hmm. And I think people that maybe before would have been on board with the globalist attitude are starting to wake up to that. And
they are too.
It's a very serious issue. Yeah.
You know, I think we've seen what some of the free trade has done in this nation. And we're trying to get this turned back around. And we're fighting it every step of the way, it seems like, with the politicians. And I'm going to just say a little bit about that. And then I want to get on to Liberty Tabletop because we're just about out of time. But I had wondered a long time ago before the election. In 2016, why was it that everybody seemed to hate this candidate, Donald Trump? And it came to me that it had to do with the two most vocal topics that he talked about, which was trade and immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my consensus that the Congress, whoever they may be, whatever side they're on, they've made deals, and this was cutting into that. So the trade and the immigration go hand in hand with them, and they couldn't have him shaking it up. So, and I think he is shaking it up, and I think it's going to be good. We're going to have some growing pains, but I think it's going to be a good thing. And even with the steel, we were talking about that. And when he signed papers for the pipeline, he said, wait a minute. It's got to have, the steel has to be made in the USA. Even going back to that. So I think it's going to eventually be a good thing. I know we're going to go through some growing pains, but I think it's going to be a good thing.
I agree. It's the disruptor-in-chief is doing his job in the context of he's certainly upset the apple cart. And it's going to take a minute to undo 20, 30 years of globalism and just caving into the mercantilist practices of other countries. But when this is over, which may be 10 years from now, mm-hmm. I think we'll be a stronger nation for it.
I think so, too. I think it will make a big difference. But I'm not an economist, but I can just kind of see how things are. I know that, you know, coming out of high school, I worked at a little company, a little factory, I say little, that made Q-tips right there in Jefferson City, Missouri, and they have all gone south. They're no longer made in the USA. They're made in Mexico. And that's just one incident. I mean, that's just one example. We see it all the time. Okay, let's talk about tabletop because we're almost out of time. We have a promo code of Beth Ann. And if you use that promo code, you're going to get 10% off. Greg's being very generous today.
Well, we're glad to do that. And like I said before, we are a family-run business. My kids, Matt's kids, when they come home from college, they all work down in the factory, and my wife and Matt's wife are downstairs shipping out. So I think you'll be very happy with the just sort of the blood, sweat, and tears and the love that's poured into manufacturing a product the way it used to be made.
Absolutely.
Right here in the USA.
Absolutely. And you have a pattern of the month, and we're going to try and get that. I don't think, do we have the picture? It's already up there on our website. So go to csctalkradio.com, and we have Liberty Tabletop link. We've got it twice on there. But the pattern of the month is Martha Washington, and it's a beautiful pattern. Yeah. How appropriate.
And there's 30 patterns ranging from the classic designs like a Martha Washington, up to some of our newest ones, which are themed. There's a Celtic design. There's even one with skulls on it. which has done quite well. And, you know, hey, we're trying to do things to shake up the industry a little bit and be a little different than what you find in the store. So that's hopefully there's something for everyone.
My particular favorite, just looking, I haven't tried the test, you know, with holding it and balancing it. But my favorite one was Betsy Ross. I really thought it was sleek. It was simple. I just thought that was a real pretty pattern. But the pattern of the month right now, and that doesn't mean you have to buy Martha Washington. You get any of them. But the pattern of the month is Martha Washington. And we are out of time. I want to give the number one more time. It's 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Tell Kim. Beth Ann says hello. Greg, we'll have you back here in another few weeks, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with Liberty Tabletop. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show and being with us today. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and just like Greg has figured it out, it takes every single one of us to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.